This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, adornment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about adornment in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, what we do mean by adornment in the Islamic lifestyle or titivation in the Islamic lifestyle, it is basically based on three things, as it is said by Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. The first thing is that when we talk about adornment, it means that our clothes, our shoes, our hairs, you know, our appearance, our house in which we are living, the furniture that we have, the food that we eat, it should be like others in the society. In the society, the way the general people are living, the ordinary people, the way they are living, it should be like that. And it shouldn't be something which brings a gap between us and the society. But obviously, we need to remember that when we talk about the food or all these things, it should be halal. It should be permissible things. We cannot say that, oh, because I'm living in the West, for example, and because I don't have alcohol in my house, because I don't have such a clothing for the women, our sisters, they have to observe the hijab, and the other society is not observing. Therefore, there is a gap between us and them. This is not what it means. It means that, for example, if they clothe, you need to clothe a proper clothing so that whenever someone sees you, they don't say that you are needy, for example, or you are putting on too expensive clothes. So it should be a moderate way, and it should be according to the moderate level of the society. So this is the first thing that what we mean by adornment. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of adornment in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that our clothes, our shoes, our appearance, our house, or the furniture should be in a way that it should not bring a gap between us and the society where we are living. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the condition of our clothes, our physical condition, the condition of our house should be in a good way. It shouldn't be in a way that it looks like we are needy or we don't have things, or maybe we do not clean our houses. The biggest issue that we see in today's world is that, especially for the boys, that, you know, when they take off their shirt, I don't know, the clothes, they just throw it in the room, and this is not good. If you want to have an Islamic lifestyle, you should put your clothes in their place. It should be in a proper way, and you should have a clean room. If you're living in the hostel, if you're living with your friends, if you have rented a room, maybe you're living with your parents, you have your separate room, you need to keep your room clean if you want to show that you are having an Islamic lifestyle, because Islam is about cleanness. Islam is about adornment. Islam is about titivation. It is not about dirt. It is not about, the things that are messed up. No, Islam gives us the sense of being beautify ourselves, the sense of, for example, being putting things properly in their place. So this is what Islam talks about. And the third thing which we need to remember in the adornment is that we should not live a life where everyone points towards us. For example, someone is having the clothes, but it's different from the normal society. So he is apparent, he can be, you know, looked and easily be, you know, accessed in the society. It can be easily said that, look at him. For example, you know, our situation, even for the hairs, it shouldn't be too long for the boys, for example. The nails should be cut on time. There are many things, the house, the furniture that we have, so that everyone says and points towards us. It shouldn't be in that way. Therefore, we must avoid these things, and we need to have a moderate life and a clean, beautified, and adorned life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.